This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with Kenny and Mari. Hi.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
When was the last time you guys were on the podcast?
Forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I don't think we've done it with the two of you.
No.
You definitely have not.
Yeah. I don't even remember.
I don't think so.
I feel like last time you were podcasting, Mari, you were like hosting on Clickbait.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's the last time I've been like involved, in, I think. Yeah.
Who was our guest, Mari? Do you remember?
Christina Mandrell we had. Oh, well, I think I did her with...
Without me.
Yeah. Who did you and I do? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
Yeah. Good wow. Time. How time flies. yeah. Well, we were just with you guys at your beautiful, fun wedding in Chicago, which we are going to talk about, but we'll get into that the back half of the episode. Let's start in chronological order. Because you've now had 3 weddings.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, 4 if you count the courthouse. Did you have to go to the courthouse?
Technically 4. Yes.
Wow, 4.
You can't forget the courthouse. That's the only one that legally made you married.
Let's go with Bachelor in Paradise wedding first. What? How did that come about? Yeah. Wow, Jinx.
Jinx.
Well, it was in the works for a long time, I think, since the season right after.
We were going to do it the season before that, almost.
Oh, really?
But then Mari was doing like the Miss Puerto Rico pageant like the same time. So it never happened.
Oh, yeah. I remember you guys saying that.
Yeah, the dates conflicted. And it almost happened, but you know how it goes with Paradise. Like, you never know what each day is going to bring. And so they had like a timeline, but then certain events took place and they ended up saying like, oh, we have to keep pushing back and pushing back and pushing back. And literally a couple weeks before, they were like, yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So then you end up doing it on this past season of Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it was kind of always an idea, always like, you know, in thoughts. And then this past summer, we were both available and it worked out.
Yeah.
What was it like going, because I like, we've been back there once.
Yeah.
And it does bring back a lot of like memories.
I got so emotional being back there.
Yeah,
truly.
You cried.
I was like, yeah, I was a mess. Like it was just like very overwhelming emotionally. And I really wasn't expecting it at all. Like, I think that's probably why I was even more emotional. Like I just like wasn't bracing myself when we went down there. I was so casual about it. And then when we got down, I was like, oh my God, like you're down there for such like a short but like intense period of time. It's like a little incubator. And to go back, I was like, yeah, I was just overwhelmed with emotion. But I don't know. How did you guys feel?
Yeah, I can relate because I remember walking back and seeing all the different places where different things happen and like, oh, that's like where we had our first kiss and this is where we had our first conversation. Yeah, so very nostalgic in the best way. All the memories came back.
Yeah,
it was nice being back and like not have to like live how everybody else was living. We were like we would pop out and do what we're doing and then like we can go back to like hanging out. We didn't have to like go back to the rooms and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like you feel like you get like feel like you're a little above it, you know?
Yeah, you're like, I get the VIP treatment.
Yeah.
We got to be like Wells while we were there for that day.
Yeah, and they had a stay at Vedanta, which we had never been to. So that was really nice.
Oh,
it's
that's
such
right.
a nice property. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was
huge.
Yeah, it was like a maze. We were getting lost, like trying to find dinner places and stuff.
Yeah.
That was us too when we were there. It's massive, but so beautiful. So what was the vibe of the wedding? Like, because that was like your first time putting on a dress and walking down the aisle. So how did it feel? And like, you know, Blake was there. Wells was there. Yeah. There was some familiar faces for you.
Yeah. And did you have any family there as well?
No family.
We could have. We could have had like our parents, probably maybe brother, sister. But since we had Puerto Rico already planned, we kind of just said it was just going to be like for us for Paradise and just kind of keep it simple, logistically and all that travel and all that stuff. Plus my mom didn't have a passport at the time. So it was like,
we were like, if they all can't be there, then let's just not have anybody. We decided to just keep the Puerto Rico one for all our family and then just have Paradise for fun. And with the cast and Wells and Blake.
Nice.
So then you know Blake was going to be there? Because it's like, luck, like it's kind of hit or miss if he's still down there or not, right? Like just if the timing aligns. But he wasn't technically. He like came back for the wedding.
He wasn't there. And I had told him before he left for the season to make sure he was still there when we got there for this. And we get there and they take us to we didn't know what was going on until we literally got to the beach at Vedanta. We didn't know who was still there or whatnot.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got there, we find out Blake went home like the night before and all this nonsense. And I was like, then we got him on the phone. One of the producers, we like got him on the phone and I'm like, hey, you got to come back over here. So, you know, of course, Blake, he's like, oh, I'm not coming back. And he came back, of course.
He came back. Nice. And then to go back to what you asked Serena about Mari putting on the dress and like just the vibes of the day.
Yeah. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. Okay. So in terms of like the order of the day, you know, we woke up together. We were staying at the Vedanta and then they separated us. Which I wasn't expecting. So they separated us for like the entire day up until it was time to go. But I liked it because it helped to build up the anticipation, you know. I was I was like super nervous. I didn't think I would be. But yeah, I remember like being all sweaty and like, oh my gosh, what if I, yeah, it was hot. but I felt super nervous. But it was nice like putting on the dress and it felt like a very fitting Paradise dress. But yeah, a lot of nerves, but it was cool.
Kenny, were you nervous at all?
We wrote our own vows. So, of course, I was nervous to have to do that part. So I was like super freaking out ahead of time that I had to memorize it. And luckily it was like, we're just going to read them. So that made it a lot easier, but still that kind of stuff makes me nervous. Joe, you know how that
is. Well, yeah, but like having to memorize vowels, that's a lot. Like I wouldn't have, like ours.
We memorized our speeches at the end of our season of Paradise.
Yeah, but those were much shorter than our actual like wedding vows were longer for sure.
Yeah, we did not memorize our wedding vows. We had like the little books with it printed out.
Yes.
I can't imagine
memorizing
that.
No. Yeah, it was a relief. I was like still in the car, like trying to memorize it on the way down just in case. But yeah, once they were like, don't worry, you can read it. I was like, okay, good.
You're like, thank God. How was the night portion then? Because you guys did like a 80s neon dream after party.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, actually.
Yeah.
We had a few drinks. Mari got a little tipsy, actually. There was a lot of stuff you didn't see on the episode. Yeah.
No way. What happened?
Just married, you know?
You know, lots of celebratory shots. And we had like signature drinks that they made for us too. So I was drinking Mari Garitas all night. Yeah. Yeah, it was a long night, but it didn't feel long because the drinks were definitely flowing.
Was that the inspiration to your Chicago wedding?
Not really. So for Paradise, we kind of let them just do what they wanted.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess we kind of said like we want it to feel like a very Paradise wedding. Like Paradise always has, you know, that one signature party event. And,
yeah,
you know, this is where we met. And so it's like, yeah, just make it Paradise. Do whatever you want. And I think that, yeah, they did a good job with that.
Yeah, we already had the Chicago idea in mind before that. So mm-hmm. It was just kind of random. It was similar.
Got it. Do you guys remember our like prom night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the longest night of my life.
Night of my life.
And then we were like falling asleep on the stairs, just waiting for whatever was happening.
Well, because Abigail and Noah were breaking up.
Oh, yeah.
Taking forever upstairs breaking up.
They're still breaking up right now, I think.
No, they just picked a wedding date.
But no, that was you guys, your memories are different because I really enjoyed that night.
Joe, you do have fond memories.
I like that. Yeah, I like that night.
I did too. That was my favorite like thing we did. And
me too.
I do remember it like at some point it was like five or six in the morning, I think at some point. And I was like, this is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, but also that's not new. That we had multiple 5 a.m. nights, yeah. I feel like.
I feel like I was so excited at the beginning because I was like, I can't wait to get off this beach.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go hang out in air conditioning, just like change of scenery. I love a costume party.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it was so fun in the beginning. And then I think people were like, slowly fighting, slowly breaking up, and then the vibes just kind of like slowly went downhill.
Yeah.
I remember like us having our like king and queen dance, and like honestly, it was just like a sweet memory for us to have, but also being so aware, like everyone just wants to go to bed right now.
Yeah, but it was a good night. We actually picked our first dance song from that prom because when we walked in, that song was the song that was playing. That was like the first song where they were all like, everybody go dance.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah. And Kenny was like, oh, this is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, this is it then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's really cool. Crazy.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry.
We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
So yeah, we used that from the 80s prom. We used the that song for our first day at Puerto Rico and Chicago. We did the same
thing. I'm just like putting it together now. I'm like, that was the song.
Yeah. And then I wore the pink suit at the Chicago party.
Yeah.
Because that was what I wore on that.
Oh,
night.
Really? Oh, my gosh. So many callbacks.
Yeah. Nice, Kenny. Nice. Yeah. I like
little
it.
Little Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Little it's very sentimental.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Puerto Rico wedding. And then we'll get into Chicago wedding. So Puerto Rico wedding, how was it?
Good.
Looked beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was in November in Puerto Rico, and it was beautiful and intimate and much smaller, which I loved, just having mainly just our families there. And then also for me, it was like really cool because, you know, that's where I'm from. That's where I was born. So like having Kenny's family be able to like see that and kind of partake and learn a little bit more about like where I come from and the culture, that was really special to me.
Was it something that you always knew you wanted to do?
Yeah, kind of. I think I always kind of envisioned having it there just because like all my extended family is there, like my grandparents and stuff. And always just like having that little piece be part of, you know, whoever I ended up marrying.
Yeah.
How many people? It was like 65, right?
Yeah, about 65. Mostly family. Yeah. And a lot of people actually ended up coming in for it, which was really cool.
How many people were at the Chicago one?
A lot, I felt
it was like 250. Yeah.
Two,
240.
Like, it was big. It was like a big party.
It was, yeah, it was huge. It was like, what is that, four times the Puerto Rico one?
It was. Did anything go like wrong on the day of the wedding? Because I'm assuming the wedding in Puerto Rico was probably the biggest, hardest one to plan with the most like logistics and everything going on. Mm-hmm. So was there anything during the day that like didn't go as planned?
I couldn't find my garter anywhere. And I was like so sad about it because it was blue. It was going to be my something blue, which I ended up like finding something else last minute. But I was so upset because I had this garter like custom made and I couldn't find it anywhere. It turns out it was in like a different car that we weren't using. And I didn't find it until after the wedding. So that happened. It rained the morning of. Thankfully, it didn't rain like during, but it was enough. And the heat combined was enough to like, I had to completely change my hair plan.
Yeah, you can't have hair down with that humidity.
No. And I knew that there was always a chance. Like it's Puerto Rico. It's the end of hurricane season. It's hot. It's humid. But like towards the end, it's very like either really gorgeous or like rainy. And unfortunately, we got the rainy.
But like most of the wedding was covered, except for like the ceremony. But it wasn't. It the rain wasn't that bad.
No, yeah, it rained was, like, for like
sprinkles. But
yeah, sprinkles like right before we started, and then it stopped. Thankfully, and the rest of the night was pretty clear.
The DJ, our first dance though, he played the wrong song.
Really? Yeah. He played the wrong first song?
So he did the wrong, I don't even know.
It's like the only song that you like really can't, like, yeah. I think that we had like a bunch of songs set, but I think that's the only one I would have noticed if they had screwed it up.
Yeah,
like, if I was
that's the only one.
Walking down the aisle to something different, I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
But First Dance, even, you're going to notice.
I don't even know what it was. And then we're like, that's the wrong one, or I don't know what the hell I said. And then all of a sudden he started playing a Little John song instead. I'm like, what?
That's
which I was cool. Like, that's cool. That's funny. But, and then we ended up having Mari do her dance with her dad first. And then I went over by the DJ booth and got like, made sure he had the right song. And then we went back and did that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my
but
God.
That was kinda, it was the only thing really, but
that's fine. I mean, something else that like only I would have, that only I know about is like they were supposed to play a different song during the bridal party walking down and then change it for when I came. And they played my song the entire time. And it's fine. It's not a big deal. But it's just like, yeah, it's just like the little detail that only I would have known about.
Yeah.
Man, this DJ was really sleeping at the wheel there. Jesus.
He was good otherwise, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Chicago winters are really cold. Would you guys ever try to get a place in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah. Like, we've already talked about it. We're not like in the process or anything yet, but it's definitely like on our radar. Just kind of like have a place to vacation and to sow some roots. I mean, like I said, I'm from there. So I've always wanted to buy a house there. And I think it'd be nice to like split time maybe, you know, like in those colder months.
Definitely.
You and the doggos pick up and head down.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if down the line we end up there at some point. I would guess.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I've never been. I really want, I've been telling you, I really want to go.
Yeah, you have been saying that.
It's easy. It's just, it's real easy because it's, you know, it's basically U.S. So it's,
no passport.
It's really easy. It's a lot easier to like move down there and do stuff because of all that. But
that's crazy to hear you say that, Kenny, just because you've lived in Chicago your whole life.
Well,
warm weather.
Chicago winters will kick your ass out of that.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Again, this is not anytime soon here.
No, I know.
He's like, slow down.
I didn't think Joe would leave Chicago.
But. Yeah, that's true.
I've left twice.
I know you have.
All right, we're on Chicago. Let's go to the Chicago wedding. Let's talk about so much fun. We were there.
Oh my gosh. We had the best time. Truly. Oh, it was so fun. Everyone had a great time.
I've never been to like just like a wedding party.
Yeah.
But I've heard of them. Like what made you want to do that and where'd you get the idea and all that?
So I think just with the sheer amount of people that were there, we always knew like there are so many people who would want to be there who won't be able to make it to Puerto Rico. So we kind of from the beginning always had it in mind that like, okay, we'll do a smaller one for family and then we'll open it up so that like all of these people, because Kenny knows so many people, so that all of these other people can come too and have fun and, you know, celebrate with us. So it was always like a plan. But once we started getting the guest list together for Puerto Rico and kind of like whittling it down, we were like, okay, yeah, this is mostly just our family. And then we're like, okay, that makes it easy to kind of split up for the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone I talked to was like, yeah, I'm Kenny's best friend's cousin's girlfriend. I've known him since I was 5. I was like, what is going on? Does Kenny know everyone that lives in Chicago?
Joe knows how it is around here. It's, you know.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It is just like that in Chicago. I guess you're also like that.
Well, yeah, I feel like
we were in like Florence on our honeymoon and like all these people that he knew from Chicago were there. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, when you have weddings are expensive and you kind of have a limit of how many people you could invite. And I was like, if we have it in Chicago, like,
right.
I have a lot of people. Like, I know so many, like, yeah. And like, and we're older too. So it's like, we've, you know.
I mean, there was like my friend's parents, people my dad used to work with, like people from all the bands that I deal with. So it was like there could have been more, but we kind of there was some that we probably like forgot to invite that we wanted to. But and just in general, it was we it was we just wanted it to be the lax party. I think the only thing, I mean, you know how it was like at your wedding, like there's so many people there, like I feel like we didn't get to hang out with anybody more than
no that. I literally barely saw you guys.
I don't remember talking to anybody except for I talked to my mom and dad in the beginning for like 5 minutes, and I'd never seen them the rest of the night. Like, I don't know.
I feel like that's what everyone says about, like, unless you have an intimate wedding, like something yeah. that's like, you know, under 60, 70 people. I feel like people always say like, oh my God, I feel like I didn't get to talk to anyone. And which is why we were actually very grateful to have like the weekend wedding situation. Right. I feel like it gave us so many chances right. to talk to people that it was like, hey, if I didn't hit them like on the wedding day, like maybe I hit them at like the welcome party kind of thing. But yeah. it's overwhelming. I can't even imagine being in a room with 250 people and every person in that room wants to get like at least 2 minutes with you guys in terms of FaceTime.
Yeah. It was a lot. It was like, I felt like every time I took a picture, like I turn around and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the dance floor. And someone else is like, oh, take a picture with me. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know.
It was like that all night.
And I felt like it was like such a reunion night, especially with like all the Bachelor Nation people. Like I haven't seen, there was guys from my season that I haven't seen in person in a couple of years now. So it's like, you want to catch up with everybody, but like yeah. there's no time to like actually get in a good conversation. But I did.
Yeah. Well, like Ivan and Damar, I was like, I haven't seen you guys since Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, wow, it's been like 2.5 years since I've seen some of these
But people. That's so much fun when you haven't seen someone from the show and then like you all get
And we were all in the same season. So it's like you have so much in common to talk about. But yeah, we all went out the night before. We all ended up like at the same bar. Like people, I guess just the word spread of mouth. And I was just looking around. I was like, this is crazy. Like I have not been at an event that's not like a Bachelor event with this many Bachelor people.
Yeah.
I guess our wedding, but like it's different when I think it's your wedding. Like I knew who was coming to our wedding. At your wedding, I was like, I didn't realize all these people were coming. This is crazy. This is so fun.
Yeah, it was nice that so many of the Bachelor Nation friends could come because I wasn't expecting that many to come. You know, it's Easter weekend and it's, you know, they got to travel. But yeah, it was nice that we did end up having so many friends come.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyone from Bachelor that you invited that couldn't make it?
Thomas was.
Oh yeah, Thomas was supposed to come.
Yeah, he was coming up until pretty last minute.
He was gonna come in for like 24 hours, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I mean, I knew. Obviously, they have the baby and stuff, so it was gonna be difficult. But Dr. Joe pulled out last minute. He was supposed to come by. Mm-hmm. There was a couple.
Jasenia also.
Yeah,
was gonna.
Oh.
I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her since.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen her in so long. What else?
There was a few, like Jordan Chapman from my season, because we were like roommates together. But they were like out of. They're all. He's with Corinne, I think, from your season.
From our season.
Yeah.
They're like all over the place. Ed was supposed to come, but he's like.
He lives in Dubai.
Well, he lives in Dubai, but they were like.
What?
He's been in Dubai for like a year now.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense.
So he couldn't go. There was a couple other guys from my season, not Paradise, but just from our.
Did you invite your whole cast?
It was quite a bit of them. I mean, our cast was weird. Like we had like a huge group of guys that like we still kind of keep in touch for.
Your season of guys, I feel like got crazy close. I don't know if it was like Claire, Tayshia switch or what, but I do feel like you guys are really tight still.
Yeah, there's a lot of us that we still, I mean, it's not like we talk every day, but like we still here and there and stay in touch. And but yeah, like Tyler Smith was another guy from my season that was supposed to come by. He was an early on our season, but
Kenny invited the whole cast.
Yeah, he did. You might put Tayshia and Claire too.
Out of all three of your weddings, you both can answer. You could take turns. What is like the one special moment from each wedding that you.
Like the standout.
Yeah, the standout. Some you'll always remember. I mean, you'll always remember all of it, but like, you know.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second to recall.
All right, so let's go Paradise Wedding first.
Yeah. Okay. The standout from the Paradise Wedding.
I don't know. I think just the feeling stood out the most because it was the first one.
Yeah.
And so that's where I had like the most nerves and most like butterflies. So like, especially coming out when I was like walking to head down the aisle. That was like a hold my breath moment for me.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I was going to kind of say the same thing. Cause that was like the first time we did the whole thing. And, I mean, to me, that was like when we got married, even though we're not using that date, but we did go to the courthouse, like right when we got back from filming to make it right. You know, so it was kind of, we were married since then in my eyes. So,
oh, wow.
Well, legally, it's true. It is.
Yeah. I mean, we did the same thing. And I would agree, like that feeling of like the first time, cause it's like, and I'm actually so happy we did it. Because I would have been like 10x more nervous at our wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
100%. Like I'm so nervous at our wedding for our vows. But like when it came to like the buildup of the day and like the moment, it wasn't like, oh my God, we're getting married.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe that takes away some of the excitement, but like it really took away a lot of the pressure, which was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot more relaxed and not just, I mean, I was still like nervous at the Puerto Rico wedding, but I definitely felt like more relaxed. Like it's okay. I've been through this at least once before.
And like you are already married. So it's like, you know, you're not building it all up in one day.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Yeah, I also think it kind of takes off the pressure of just like having a perfect day. Cause like, you know, we're already married. So like the fact that like the first dance, you know, kind of was botched, or, you know, they played a different song for me coming out, like those things kind of didn't feel like huge, big deal of a mistake because, you know, it's okay. We're already married.
Yeah, totally. And then, okay, so let's go to a Puerto Rico wedding.
I don't know. Okay, so Puerto Rico was my favorite one of the three. Because it was smaller, it was, you know, the more intimate, and it was just more about family. I think I had a first look with my dad, and I think that was probably the most special part of the day for me, because my dad's nice. A big baby, and I knew he was going to cry because he's a crier. But like actually, you know, seeing his reaction in the moment, yeah, that was super sweet.
Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, for me, actually was with my dad too. Like my dad doesn't drink. Like he never does anything. I've never seen the shit that he did in the Puerto Rico wedding. I've never seen in my life. Like,
oh really? Drinking, he was drinking and everything. Oh like, really?
Drinking, wow. I've never seen this man dance in my whole life. He's out there dancing with her dad. Yeah. There's pictures of the two dads dancing. I'm like, it was something. I've never seen him like let loose like that before. So that was pretty good. I always remember that. Nice.
I think second or maybe tied was Kenny crying during his vows.
Oh my God. Wait, I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, no way. Yeah.
Mari's, your reaction to Kenny crying during his vows was amazing. incredible.
I was so shocked. I've never that's the only time I've ever seen him cry since we've been together.
Really?
The entire time we've been together, that is the only time I've seen him cry besides at a family member's funeral. But yeah. That was the first time, and I was like, are you kidding? Because I never ever like would have thought in my wildest dreams that he would cry.
I don't know why
at our wedding.
It's a very emotional moment. Joe didn't shed a tear at our wedding. He didn't even get choked up one time. So that was a letdown.
Joe's was a comedy. His was a comedy based.
It was a stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it was a little bit. But it was so funny because Mari goes, ha, no way.
No, but I knew. I was like, she's shocked he's crying. Like, she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're going to cry.
That was so funny.
It was. Okay.
Last but not least.
Yeah. Chicago.
Yeah.
I think my best memory from this one is just like I took a second to just kind of like watch everyone. So I had a couple of outfit changes, and I was changing in an upstairs room where you can see down. And so like during that time, just like taking a minute to like watch what everyone was doing, see what's going on. That was really cool for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. For me, that one was super special for me because, Joe's been there before to the bar. I've worked there for that place is like my whole life I've been there for 20 years and, you know, south side of Chicago and being able to have everybody in one room and have all you guys there and just kind of mix everybody together for the night and, you know, and make it fun the way it was. It was cool. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it all came together the way it did.
He's choking up. No, that was a lot of fun. That makes sense.
Which one's going to be your anniversary date? Do you know yet?
Yeah.
We're using Puerto Rico as the anniversary, even though we've been married since June, which is, oh my gosh, almost a year now. We decided that since, you know, our families are so important to both of us. We're both like very family oriented. So since that's the one that they got to be part of first, that we're going to use that as the anniversary.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do that.
Is that what we're doing? Yeah. The wedding date?
Charleston.
September 2nd. But will we say, this is the debate because we went to the courthouse like 10, 11 months.
Before, yeah.
Before. So it's like almost a full year. So I'm like, do we do our Charleston wedding date as our anniversary, but celebrate 2 years of marriage this year.
Yes.
And then every year after that, just like 3 years.
Yeah.
So
it's not
1 year since our wedding. It's like 2 years since our marriage. Yeah.
That's probably you should.
Yeah.
I think that's what we do. That's what it'll feel weird this year. Cause it'll be like, well, it's only been 1 year since our wedding, but like in 10 years,
right.
I don't want to be like, well, we've actually been married for 11 years and we're not giving ourselves the credit. Like I want the credit for every year.
This will be our two, even though we got married last year.
It's weird.
It's our two years
of being married. Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, under our circumstances were different than most people for all of us.
That's true.
I mean, that's why.
But it'll be 2 years of getting married this year, but It'll be 3 years of us all getting engaged in June. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Oh my goodness. That's super crazy.
Pretty crazy.
I cannot believe it. But yeah, we actually did the legal, you know, back in June, tied together, like with the Paradise wedding. It's actually the exact anniversary of the day we got engaged.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so nice. Wow. I just got a little choked up hearing that.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it almost didn't happen because I didn't realize that the Chicago courthouse is like right next to our apartment. Still has like COVID kind of hours. So like days of the week, they only do ceremonies via Zoom. And so we went on the day, June 26th, not knowing this, we show up and we're like, hey, we'd like to, you know, we've got the paperwork. We'd like to, you know, do the thing. And they were like, oh, today's a Zoom day. And I was like, oh no. I was like, so sad. But I was like, I mentioned that, you know, the date was special. And the woman was like, well, give me a second. So she calls. And I guess there was still a judge there present. And she was like, okay, this judge is here. She said she'll do it for you right now. So yeah, it worked out.
But we did it on Zoom in the hallway of the courthouse while the judge was upstairs.
That's crazy.
That's so weird. Oh my God.
That's so weird, but it's fitting. It works.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I went to the courthouse in faux leather pants and platform weapons. So it's fine. Like,
yeah,
the courthouse. About. What happens in the courthouse stays in the courthouse. Like, it's fine.
Exactly. I love
actually, it's all legal.
About either of our situations is like conventional.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Nothing's conventional. So, like, why try to make it at this point?
Whatever. Just have fun.
All right. Should we play our little game?
Yeah. Before we let you guys go, we're going to play a quick game.
Okay.
It is called the Newlywed Game with Mari and Kenny. So, it's perfect for you guys, actually. Okay. Who's a better cook?
Me.
Yeah.
Who gives the best gifts?
Me.
What?
Never gave me anything.
I got you that Bulls jersey. What? I got you that Bulls jersey that you like.
Wow. You've never given him a gift, Mari?
Oh, she did. He's lying.
She did give me a Jordan jersey 2 years ago.
A special. Okay. It was last Christmas. He grew out of it, so he doesn't wear it because now he's too big for it.
Yeah.
But I've gotten him that. I got him all kinds of stuff. I'm the one that like gives gifts on special occasions, and he's like, oh, let's just like go to dinner.
Wow. I give experiences, Joe.
Nice. Who's the planner?
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me. Who's the early bird?
Me.
Him.
Yeah.
Who's more competitive?
Me.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Who's the better dancer?
Oh, me.
Well, yeah. Not me.
Who's more patient?
I'm pretty patient now.
Because of me.
I'm patient with her.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. So then Kenny.
We'll give you this one, Kenny. Okay. You seem to need one, so we'll get this one to you.
Who picks the best restaurants?
Ooh.
I usually pick the restaurants.
Yeah, he does.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually crazy to me, Kenny, because you're such a chicken, rice, and veg kind of guy.
Yeah, but when we go to, when I do the rest, when we're going to go out to eat, like we go out to eat for, like that's my.
That's your cheat day.
Yeah, it's my special time.
He does good.
Who's more chatty?
Chatty. So generally, I think neither of us really, but he does not stop talking once you get him to talk.
Well, like, if I become comfortable and had a couple drinks, I'll talk. But
yes. So like at the Chicago wedding, I would try and like, cause there were people from like that he has not met from my side that he hasn't met. Yeah. And so I'd like try and go find him to like introduce him. And he just would not stop talking for like 2 seconds to like say hi to these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can talk.
Nice. Who is more nervous on the day of your wedding? And let's call that the Puerto Rico wedding.
More nervous? I don't think you were nervous though. Were you?
I wasn't. I didn't know. She was more nervous.
Yeah.
Who was more emotional on your wedding day?
Him.
Well, apparently I
was. It was you, Kenny. All right, guys. Well, that's it. That is it for the episode. That's it. It's it for the game. It's all done. Thank you guys so much for taking the time. We really do appreciate it. We're so happy for the both of you. We had so much fun at your Chicago wedding. And thank you.
Yeah, Oh, of course. Anytime. We love you guys. And it's nice to just like chat.
I know. I'm glad we got to do a debrief because I was like, oh my God, I want to know all their thoughts from all these weddings.
I know. Yeah. My final thought is to anybody who's out there, like still in the planning or like doesn't know what to do or is unsure, just have the smaller one.
Keep it small.
Take that advice. And to our listeners, thank you guys again for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And make sure you tune in to Badger Happy Hour. We have exclusive interviews every week.
And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder Quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.